Now, back to Inside the County Board on News Talk 1130 WISN.
And I'm Harold Mester. We're taking a look at the outstanding performance we're seeing at Mitchell International Airport these days. It is the fastest growing airport in the nation so far this year, and that's quite a feat. Joining me to discuss it is Supervisor Michael Mayo Sr. He's chairman of the County Board's Transportation, Public Works, and Transit Committee, and also Barry Bateman, the airport director for Milwaukee County. Thanks to both of you for being here.
Good morning, Harold.
My pleasure.
All right, so passengers are up, revenue is up, we have more destinations being served out of Milwaukee, and a lot of folks are discovering that our airport really is the place to be these days. We have airlines fighting over our passengers, and Barry, can you give us just some of the statistics so far that we've seen this, you know, really skyrocketing growth here in 2010?
Right. We have recovered awfully nicely from the recession. Other airports are not doing nearly as well. Through July, we're up about 31%, which is a huge number. And that's because of the increased air service that is being brought to us by AirTran, Frontier, the old Midwest. Southwest came to town last November,
right.
And let's not discount Delta and the other airlines
sure.
that fly into Milwaukee. So we have, for a town of our size, we have 240 departures a day to 56 cities, and that is quite a significant increase over what it used to be. In fact, Friday, Frontier announced they were flying to St. Petersburg Clearwater.
Yeah.
So that's the 56th city that we have nonstop service to. Most communities of our size have service to 25 to 30 cities, so we're very, very fortunate.
Yeah, and in a lot of those cases, people are forced to connect at a hub before mm-hmm. they end up where they're – but here, you can go nonstop to 56 destinations. That's great.
That's right. And because of the competition that we're seeing between the airlines, the airfares are very, very good even today. And that is resulting in increased passengers, and we're seeing also that our market area is increasing, and we're drawing people in from further out.
And we had a press conference, actually, with Supervisor Borkowski and the county executive, and at that press conference, which was a month or so ago, we announced that it was the third fastest-growing airport in the world.
In the first quarter of the year.
In the first quarter, okay.
Right, right. So we are enjoying some good times right now as compared to last year. Certainly that's going to settle down now as we start to compare against comparable months. But it's been good. And the most important thing is that the competition has increased the level of air service and increased the competition that has reduced the cost of air travel for local constituents, and that's really what's driving a lot of our traffic growth.
Supervisor Mayo, as chairman of the county board committee that is in charge of the airport, what do you make of all this growth?
Well, first, I got to thank Barry and his staff for recruiting the new airlines that come to Milwaukee County. I have to thank the county board for making sure that we give the airport all the fund and resources that they make sure they can grow. But we also have to thank the airlines for seeing that we are a regional airline, regional destination, that we have draw from Madison, Chicago area, Platteville, and everywhere else. We want to fly out Milwaukee County because it's a clean airport. And we're going to talk about some other things that have some concerns. But you got to realize, once you come to Milwaukee, you get through in and out quicker than any other airport. Our carriers are very happy with us. We're going through a master agreement with our carriers to make sure that they stay around within mm-hmm. Milwaukee County. So we really want to make sure that the passengers and our carriers feel comfortable and continue to use our airport. And we are not Chicago small boy anymore, our little brother. Mm-hmm. We are stepping up to the plate, and people are enjoying coming through Milwaukee County.
Well, let's talk about Chicago. Do either of you have any data on, are we seeing an uptick in Chicago folks? I know Southwest was kind of heralded with bringing a lot of folks from Northern Illinois.
We have marketed to Northern Illinois for many, many years. But it was Southwest arrival in November that really turned the tide a little bit for us because of their brand awareness. They're such a strong brand, and they're, of course, in Midway. And their arrival in Milwaukee Mitchell has resulted in many, many more Illinois plates in our parking structure than we've ever seen before. And we do measure that.
That's probably the best way to measure it.
Right. Yeah. We keep track of that. And it's a significant uptick in the Illinois plates. And, of course, that's important for Milwaukee, too, because increased demand for seats of air travel increases the flight opportunities for Milwaukee. So that's what it's all about, is increasing the number of nonstop destinations, because it makes our region more competitive with other regions. When you talk to the business community, they say one of the most important things they look at when they work here or want to move here is, what's your airport look like, and where can I get to LA? Can I get to New York nonstop on a daily basis?
So so we have Southwest entered the market late last year. We have Frontier beefing up the former Midwest hub, and we have AirTran now has declared that Milwaukee is a hub for them. With all of this passenger growth, Supervisor Mayo, is it difficult for the airport to keep up, you know, keeping everything clean and, you know, making sure that everybody can get through there and have a positive experience? I know we've had a number of furlough days and layoffs at the airport.
I'm glad you brought that up. I have some concerns about these furlough days, because we have to maintain our airport for the people who came through there. We got to maintain for the airlines also. That is hurting our, making sure we keep our maintenance up. And we need to figure out how these furlough days is really going to affect the airport. It's not a tax base. They're not losing any money. The airport makes money within that region, even though it stays within the airport. So we need to make sure that we keep it clean. We maintain it. We got to keep making our projects grow. Because once, if we stop that, our growth will stop. And people are enjoying going through our airport. You got to realize, if we're going to have a number one airport, we got to maintain it. We got to maintain the cleanliness. We got to continue to grow. We got to make sure the safety of the airlines are met. So we need to continue to that. We got to stop looking at these furloughs, because that's just a political ploy. And I have to give Walker credit. He worked with us with the airport, not only the county board, but the executive body also. But right now, those furloughs will be hurting that airport if we continue to do that way.
Okay. Well, and I'm sure that creates some challenges at the airport, but you know, I know the staff has been trying to be creative in meeting those challenges. But you know, with more people coming through the airport, revenues are up. I mean, I'm sure that the airport collects more parking revenues and from passenger revenues, revenues through the businesses that are located at the airport. Is that going to fund some new capital projects down the road? Are there going to be some improvements at the airport? And I know there's some underway already. Barry, if you can just kind of update us on any projects.
Well, it's important to recognize that over the last 10 years, the county board and county executive have been very supportive of airport development. And we've spent over $200 million in capital improvements, many of which are visible to the passengers with the new concourses and new gates that have been added on, and some are not as visible, which are the improvements out to the airfield area that make it a safer and more efficient airfield. Upcoming, we anticipate that we'll be doing a complete remodeling of the baggage claim building. That building was last touched in the early 80s, and it's getting very tired and needs to be brought up to date. And because it is a kind of a welcoming center for the airport when you arrive.
That's a good point.
Yeah. And then on the outbound passengers, we're going to install the what we call the inline baggage system, which will take those huge machines that are in the ticketing lobby that the TSA uses to X-ray bags and move them to the back of the house. And then we'll get our ticket lobby restored. Because, of course, with all these increased passengers, we really have a ticketing lobby that's become too small.
Yeah, you're talking about those huge machines that are out there that you feed the bags through.
That's right. Yeah. They're just huge, and they take up half our space of public space, and it's just untenable. So we'll be starting that project next year, too. So those are two expensive and complicated projects, because we have to, of course, keep the building operating while we build those things. So it'll be very phased, but they're both very needed. And then we have dozens of other smaller projects that will be upcoming in the next 5 years, many of which are terminal and airfield related. But it's really a fantastic support mechanism we have with the county, with the board and the executive, to get this done. And as Supervisor May was saying, we have an agreement with the airlines that keeps the airport self-supporting. So no tax levy is involved in the airport. The users pay for the airport. And that users are the airlines, The people that park there, when you eat at the restaurant, rent a car, all those people pay us a fee, and we generate enough money to pay our own bills.
Supervisor Mayo?
Only thing that we have to make sure that the listening audience is talking about that body scan, and I want Barry to go more into, have there been any concerns about people going with that body scan? Because I haven't been through the airport at the present moment, but I just was curious.
Well, that's interesting because it seems to get a lot of press. The TSA is transitioning from the older magnetometers that check for metal to these backscatter body scanning things, which can detect much more than just metal on a person. And there's been a lot of public scrutiny about it because some people describe it as a strip search. But the TSA has taken measures to obscure the images somewhat and make sure there's no saving of the files, and the operator is distant from the passenger. And we actually have gotten very few complaints about it. I mean, I think I can count on one hand the people that have opposed that. And the passenger should be aware that you can opt out of that if you choose to and be screened in other ways by TSA. So if you don't want to do that mechanism, you can opt out.
I'm glad you brought that up, Supervisor, because I think people, they may have seen some of the coverage on some of the local media, but when they go to the airport and they see this different thing that they have to step into, someone is in a different room somewhere, they don't see who they actually look like, and it's fast too.
Right, it is. And of course, it's a better system. I mean, it's a better system than the old one, and that's really what the TSA is morphing towards, is this backscatter technology, which can detect more than just metal objects in on a person's body.
Okay,
and that shows that how our airport is growing, because we are one of out of 25 airports who have that now.
Yes, it eventually will be in all, but we're I think in about the second phase of that right now.
Cause so that shows that how they consider Milwaukee County as a very important airport within the country. To make sure that we are doing what we're doing, protect our passengers and airlines.
I want to update our listeners on the College Avenue project. That's the one where you're building a tunnel under one of the runways, and there's a temporary roadway in place. Can you just let us know where that stands?
That's the runway safety area projects that are going to result in a 1,000-foot safety overrun on the end of each runway. And the way that's being done on the south end of the airport is through bridging over College Avenue. Right now, the cars are going around the project on a perimeter road, but eventually they'll go through a tunnel to get from one end of college to the other, and the safety area will be over the top. And the same thing is occurring on 6th Street, where we've changed the configuration of 6th Street to allow for that 1,000-foot safety overrun, which is required of all airports now.
Okay, and when are those, especially the College Avenue, I've heard from a lot of folks asking about that. When does that project wrap up?
We've got 2 years to go on all runway projects related to that.
Okay.
And there's some more runway projects we have after that's over with. Yeah.
And these are all just to fit the federal guidelines that they've put into place.
That's correct.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, well, we do have a few minutes left here. If there's anything that you think folks may not realize about the airport or things that they should know that haven't been reported so far, This is our chance.
Well, actually, remember, Milwaukee County Airport is for everyone within the state of Wisconsin, also Northern Illinois, Northern Iowa, and whoever want to use our airport. Come to our airport. It's very safe and clean, and you enjoy the airport. Make sure that you understand also we have opportunities for people to grow in their private business. DBE opportunities, prime opportunities, because all these projects need workers. So they are doing a lot of great things of bringing economic development within Milwaukee County and hiring people for these different projects. So if you have an opportunity to do, if you're a truck driver, an architect, you have a firm, you always could look at the different bids within Milwaukee County.
That's a really good point, Supervisor. The airport is a huge economic generator for the region. There's about 6,000 employees at the airport. Amazingly, only about 200 of those are county. About 150 are FAA. About 325 are TSA. But all other employees at the airport are private sector employers. And so it's a huge public-private partnership. The county is the owner and operator of the facility, and they lease all this facility out to many, many private companies with which they do business. And in many of the contracts that the county has with different operators, we have these requirements to make sure that we also participate in diverse employment. And I think that's a laudable goal, which we always have to strive to keep at the topmost in our minds because that's important for the region.
Sure. You know, and I think the other part that makes the airport a win-win is we're bringing people, especially with the expansions that we've seen, we're bringing people into Milwaukee. And maybe they're connecting. Maybe they're not ending their trip here, but I think they're getting a favorable impression of Milwaukee whenever they see our modern airport, how easy it is to get in and out, and
Only help. We're getting some nice feedback from people. They like the children's play areas, so they can the kids can burn off some energy between flights. You know, we're, just today, or actually it was Thursday, Usinger's Deli opened up a new restaurant on D, so we're adding more food and beverage at the airport. Johnny Rockets opened up not too long ago. But, you know, the other thing that's happening is that as our air service increases so nicely and as the airfares are so competitive, we're seeing a lot of people driving here from Rockford, Madison, Green Bay, staying overnight in a local hotel, eating dinner, catching the early morning charter or the early morning flight to Seattle or San Francisco. You know, and so they're spending money in the community just besides the airport.
That's a good point. You know, and if you have a family of four going somewhere and you're saving $50 on each airplane ticket, it's well worth the drive and the hotel stay. And
that's right. I mean, because you take a family of four to Orlando, and of course the hotels around the airport allow you to park for free. I shouldn't tell people that.
But, no, Barry, that's too much information right now.
That's the hook that they have, you know, to have stay at my hotel, you know, as you fly to Milwaukee. Before you head down to Orlando.
Well, parking lots are always full anyway whenever I see them, at least these days. So, all right, well, Supervisor Mayo, Barry Bateman, thanks for your time tonight.
Harold, know I missed your birthday. Happy belated birthday.
Oh, well, thank you, Supervisor.
All right, thank you.
Thanks. We'll make sure we cut a special belated birthday cake.
All right.
Just for you.
Okay, thank you.
All right, after the break, we head straight to the county board offices to meet the newest county supervisor. You're listening to the September 5th edition of Inside the County Board on News Talk 1130 WISN.